on December 1st, the Brazos Valley Food Bank closed on the property at 1501 Independence, which was formerly known as the Christian Distributing Company warehouse. So it is official. We are now the new owners.
So what happens from now until you actually can get stuff put in there?
The building is a fantastic warehouse set up for a lot of the operations that we need to do. I mean, we're in kind of similar businesses. The only thing that only two things that it doesn't have that are kind of crucial to our mission is designated volunteer space as well as a freezer. So they didn't need a freezer. They had a good cooler, but not a freezer. So we definitely need to do renovations to have a freezer, which is pretty important to our mission, as well as space for volunteers. And, you know, we may actually do a little more than that to work on the flow of operations. And by that, I mean, we definitely don't want to put volunteers in a space where forklifts need to go through or anything like that. So we really need to kind of step back, I think, and look at, now that all of their content is out and it's open and empty, and just make sure that we have it flowing the way that we need it to for now, but also for the future.
Yeah, it's one thing to, over the course of these last couple of years, you've had paperwork and you've seen on computer screens how you'd like to have things laid out, but now it's another thing that you're physically inside and you can physically visualize the possibilities.
Right. Yeah. And you know, for your listeners who've been following the story for a while, we were all about an expansion project. So we were going to be working within the confines of our existing building and expanding, and the confines of the available land as well. And so honestly, the opportunities and the possibilities are very different now with this building, and I think we're taking a step back and making sure that we're doing it the way that you need to do it. I mean, there's built offices there already, but is that what we need it to be like for how we're going to operate? So it's a great position to be in. It's very, very exciting. And I look forward to that next step, which is basically the plans and then going forth on the renovations.
Any sort of timetable with that?
You know, just because I was a part of it when we were working on plans for the expansion previously, usually that process goes through a lot of revisions and a lot of changes, and there's a lot of different opinions on it. So it could take 6 months to a year, probably. That does not mean that we won't move over there. You know, we're also in a building now that we have paid off. So honestly, we could look for a buyer for it, and so that could come soon or later. And if it came sooner, then of course we would need to move out and work within that space the best that we can. So it's kind of a fluid situation. I feel like this whole capital campaign has been, but luckily we're flexible and things have really worked out really well. So just keeping an open mind and being open.
The opportunities just seem to be endless. I'm thinking out loud here in the respect that from a volume standpoint, the Brazos Valley Food Bank probably matches a lot of metropolitan areas, but at the same time, your demographics are all over the place, from rural to urban and multiple types of constituencies, so you really got to keep that in mind too.
Yes, we are predominant, depending on whose definition you use, and my definition is definitely not the same as what the federal government says, but I would say the Brazos Valley is predominantly rural, especially when you get outside of Brazos County. So within Brazos County, we're not technically considered rural, although I think there's pockets of the county, once you get outside of the city limits of College Station and Bryan, that are considered pretty rural. So yeah, we've got that whole public transportation issue for people who may be more isolated in the pockets of the rural communities. Also, you know, Brazos County is the hub for a lot of things for the Brazos Valley, that employment opportunities, healthcare, medical care, social services. Oftentimes, our expectation as providers is that you come to us, even if you don't live here, which, you know, is the way that it works, but I'm not saying that's the way that it should be. So it's kind of nice, the model that the Brazos Valley Food Bank and all food banks use, is that we find partners in those communities so people don't have to travel that far, but that isn't the case for all services. So there's a strain on a lot of people for their resources just every day, getting their kids to school and childcare and work and services, those things not always being available really well and a lot of options in the communities that they live in. So we definitely have to think about that. But we also, I talk about this a lot with you, is just we have a high concentration of poverty in the Brazos Valley. And I think it stems to what we just talked about, the rural nature of it. And so if you I said a million times, but one out of five households is at risk of hunger. If there's kids in that household, then it's one out of four households. And that's on average for the Brazos Valley. If I pick apart counties, some of those counties, for instance, Grimes County, for the child food insecurity rate, it's one out of three. So it's, again, the average that I'm speaking of. In some cases it's less, in some cases it's more. And so that frequency and the prevalence of the issue, as well as the obstacles that I think the families have because of the rural nature and services not being always in those communities, are special challenges for our food bank.
So as we've talked about the last couple of years, now that you do have new property, you still have to tend to finish up that project. But what you just said, the daily needs, that's not going away, and here we come on the holiday season again.
Yeah, no, it's not going away. And, you know, I feel like it's important for us to say this. There's nobody at the food bank, no volunteer, staff person, or board member that wants a big building, a new building for a new building's sake. And we really wish that we were able to come to the community and say, we only need half of the building because there's not that much need. But that isn't the case. So, yes, we have a new building. It's going to give us much more capacity and dry food level, but also vastly increase the amount of fresh and frozen food that we can distribute, which is really exciting to me. During the holidays, a couple things happen. Most people start thinking about giving, and they're thinking about giving to their family and gifts and all that, but they also start thinking about giving to causes that they care about. And so we are very, very blessed and very fortunate, pretty much November and December, that a lot of people think about giving to the Brazos Valley Food Bank and give to the Brazos Valley Food Bank. And so we're very grateful for that. On the individual family side and individuals there, they've got a couple of challenges. They've got limited resources, so that extra trying to buy gifts or special holiday meals can be troublesome and hard. And if the family has kids, they're going to be out of school for a bit of time. And so those school meals that those kids rely on, they're not going to have access to. So while the rest of us are thinking about giving and special meals and all that and the fun that we're going to have, this time is kind of a hardship on a lot of the families that we help.
So give us your pitch on what's needed.
So, we always need the same things that I say. We always can use donated food. And, of course, the KBTX Food for Families Food Drive is coming up Wednesday, December 9th, out at the Brazos Center, starting at 5:30 and going until 10:30. So you can drive your food out there and drop it off if that's the way that you choose to do that. But there's other ways to donate. We're here Monday through Friday and oftentimes half a day on Saturday, and people can drop off food at any time out here as well, currently still at 1514 Shiloh. But also most of the grocery stores in town actually have collection barrels. And a lot of them right now, because it's the holiday season, are actually selling pre-made bags of food. And so while you're shopping and doing your shopping, because everybody's busy, you can actually just buy an extra bag of food, and you don't have to take it to us or bring it to us. You leave it at the store, and the store takes care of getting that to us. So easy ways to donate food. There's also a lot of businesses that are doing food drives right now for their employees and their customers to bring to the Food for Family Food Drive. So, you know, probably people are getting hit up all over the place, and I apologize for that in advance, but please give if you can. But also the monetary donations are really important to us. It helps us fill the gaps of the kinds of foods that we don't get donated, as well as pay for overhead and just trucks and gasoline and all the things that you can think of that we have to have to get 6 million pounds of food out every year. And then volunteerism is obviously very important. I can say, just because I speak to other food bankers across the state and across the country, we are really fortunate in this area with the service level of students at Texas A&M, as well as employees, and then just the giving nature and service nature of a lot of the churches in this area, that we have a lot of volunteers that help us out here at the food bank. So if that's something that you like to do, I think we can provide you a pretty fun and fulfilling experience doing that. It'll even be better in the new building, trust me.
Well, and I'm also wondering, with the holiday break coming up, if that will necessitate the need for more people out there.
All the food that will come in to us on December 9th, which, you know, I don't know how much it'll be this year, but it averages sometime usually around 200,000 pounds of food. That all has to be sorted before it can go out. So, yes, we definitely need volunteers. And I think there will be a lot of people that might have some extra time. So that's a plug for sure. We have during the days, during the weeks, just an hour can help a whole lot. It's not a lot of training that you have to do either. It's simple work, but it's very meaningful to us. The only days that we are going to be closed are Christmas Eve and Christmas. So really, it's there's a lot of opportunities for people to help out if they've got that time.
And how does one go about finding out more about doing that?
You know, it's easiest probably to call 979-779-3663 and ask for Dahlia. She works with our volunteers. And the reason I say sometimes it's better to call is that it depends. Are you coming in as yourself, as a family? Are there going to be kids with you? What are you looking for? What would be a meaningful experience for you? And you can sort of do that a little bit over email, but oftentimes a conversation really helps make a good match by what you're looking for and what we can offer you.
Anything else that I've missed?
I think I say this often, just don't think about giving. Please just give. And if right now is not the time for you, a gift to the food bank any time of the year is extremely meaningful and beneficial.